Welcome to Leading Off in the Low Country with Lillian and Matt. I am Lillian Starr of 95SX, and as always, joined by the voice of the River Dogs, Matt Dean. And we're going to have some all-star talk today, plus a little bit about the 2016 draft and something that the River Dogs haven't done in 11 years. We're going to talk about that in a bit, but first, it's the Midsummer Classic for the South Atlantic League, our Sally League, and it's just around the corner, June 21st. It's going to be in Lexington, Kentucky, and I have to ask you, Matt, because as an avid MLB fan, I know how the All-Stars are voted in. You know, it's a big popularity contest. You know, who's the biggest name? But in the minor leagues, it's not necessarily fan-based, or at least I don't know if it's fan-based. And so how are people, coaches, players, chosen to be on an all-star team in the minor leagues, especially, say, the Sally League?
Right, yeah. So, I mean, at least for the South Atlantic League specifically, I think it works a little different. Every team is allocated 5 ballots, so it's up to the general manager to distribute those to whoever, you know, he feels. Our general manager and president, Dave Eccles, he gave one to me, one to each of our coaches. And we also kind of had a fan ballot. We'd let fans, you know, submit their suggestions on who they wanted. And it was a little bit difficult. We didn't have a great, you know, groundswell of fan voting this year because it was difficult when the way the ballots came out. We were like on the road basically the entire time before the deadline came up. So we did get a few fan submissions, and I reflected it in my ballot. I made sure to, you know, put some River Dogs that fans wanted to see on my ballot.
Who was on your ballot? Just from the River Dogs?
From the River Dogs, I vote. Well, you only get to vote for one pitcher, which I think is the tough thing.
Ooh. So
we're so loaded in pitchers. So I think there are a lot of River Dogs pitchers that were deserving. I just didn't think any of them were the pitcher, you know, that I was going to put on my ballot. So I didn't put any River Dogs pitchers. If there would have been multiple pitching spots, I certainly would have had a few. So I actually only did it. I put Luis Durante on my ballot. I mean, he's managing the team with the best record in the South, and he was voted in as the manager. And then I also put Kyle Holder as one of the utility infielder spots in my ballot as well, the River Dogs shortstop.
So you also get to vote on not just the players on the River Dogs, you actually get to vote for all the teams in the Sally League.
Yeah, so this time around, yeah. So it's difficult because, I mean, the ballots come out and you're a little bit over halfway through the first half. You haven't even seen all the teams yet in your own division, let alone the North Division. So, you know, I kind of go off the numbers a lot, especially in the Northern Division. That's kind of what it comes down to for a lot of guys. So the guys that have put up good numbers, you know, in the first half, they're deserving, usually make it in.
Of course, as you mentioned before, we have two coaches that are going to be representing the River Dogs in the All-Star game. And, of course, what you said, manager Luis Durante, and also pitching coach, which I believe is very well-deserved, pitching coach Justin Pope, because his pitching staff has been wonderful, as you've mentioned, all season long. Plus, we have 3 pitchers, no position players. We got 3 pitchers who are also on the roster: Cody Carroll, Darris Vargas, and closer Andrew Schwab.
Yeah, and 3 deserving guys. I mean, it's really hard. I mean, obviously the River Dogs deserve, you know, a handful of all-stars as pitchers, but I mean, it's hard to pick out, you know, who the best guys have really been this year. I mean, Domingo Acevedo is one of the best arms, but he kind of missed a month of the season. And I mean, these three guys are deserving as really anybody else on the roster. This sounds cliche, but it seriously has been a really combined effort from this pitching staff. And I mean, I think these 3 guys are excited to represent the River Dogs and certainly deserving guys. Carroll's been as solid as they come, and Schwab's been important in the bullpen as well. And Vargas has the best numbers of any of the pitchers on the staff as well, too. So good to see him get the nod as well.
Well, that's awesome. Now, last week, we just had the MLB 2016 draft. Now, normally, I'll be honest, as a person who follows drafts more like with the NFL and probably more like NBA, mainly because their impact is more immediate.
Right.
With the MLB draft, they're recruiting kids from really straight out of high school and, of course, college, but they have a bigger impact in the minor leagues. My question is, and we'll talk about some people who have been drafted, but my question is, anyone who's drafted this year, who was just drafted last week, are they going to make an impact on the team or any of the teams this year?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, now it's kind of the period where they're trying to sign all these guys, lock that down. The short season leagues start up in a couple of weeks, I think. So you got rookie ball, short season single A. The Yankees have their team up in Staten Island in short season single A ball. So a lot of those guys will start out there. As far as the River Dogs go, I look at the names that are coming out of colleges. They have a shot to at least make it up to Charleston, you know, maybe last couple of weeks of the season, we'll start to see some of these guys. Not so much the high schoolers. I mean, they're going to take their time, move them up through the system. A lot of the big draft picks for the Yankees start out in Staten Island, the level just below the River Dogs, okay, when their season will start up in a couple of weeks. And a few of those guys that, I mean, if they stand out and have really good seasons, we might see a few. And I mean, folks around around here getting excited, we might see Dom Thompson Williams from University of South Carolina, center fielder. You know, obviously playing 3 years in an SEC program, he'll likely start out in Staten Island. That's just what the Yankees usually do. So we might see him, you know, in Charleston maybe for a little couple weeks stint at the end of the year.
They're not guaranteed to sign. Is that correct? They can always, they draft them and they'll take the pictures with everybody, but they're not necessarily guaranteed to sign, are they?
No. I mean, it's, if you're a, you know, top first five round pick, it's pretty rare to see a guy not sign. It's just hard to turn away that kind of money. And usually, and usually they pay for your schooling, agree to pay for your schooling too. You know, after you finish up your baseball career, you can go back to school and finish it up. So yeah, baseball team, it's pretty rare to see the very high round draft picks, but you start getting down into, you know, 20s, 30s, especially guys that, you know, have college offers, mm-hmm, and are in high school, they have, you know, other avenues to pursue and have a chance to kind of develop some more. So a lot of those guys you won't see get signed, but, you know, top 10 round picks or so, usually you'll see them sign and end up in the minors, starting in a couple of weeks even.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and they, well, I mean, sometimes too, I mean, you never know with college guys. There was that guy, I can't remember his name, that was pitching in the College World Series for Vanderbilt, and the next year was pitching in the World Series for the Kansas City Royals.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's a pretty rare case, but sometimes that can happen.
Well, I'm going to jump into something more about playoffs, and I don't want to jinx it because I probably will, so it's probably too late. But hopefully, we're hoping, the River Dogs will make their first playoff appearance since 2005. I want to know, especially for folks like myself who've not seen a playoff game, how certain are we gonna, do you think? I mean, you've watched every game.
Well, I mean, yeah, right now it's pretty well set. I mean, it should be pretty comfortable for River Dogs to make the playoffs at this point. I mean, you know, fans in Charleston are just hoping that the clinching happens, you know, here at home. It could happen as early as tonight. I mean, we're recording this here Monday, June the 13th. If the River Dogs sweep the doubleheader tonight against Augusta and we get losses by Columbia and Greenville, that would be officially, the River Dogs would clinch it. It could happen tonight, so if we do sweep the doubleheader, those two games probably will be over by that point, so we would know, hopefully, with the, you know, second win in a row. So it could happen tonight, more likely going to be Tuesday or Wednesday, and I mean, should be exciting. And what's really fun, too, is I believe the last time the River Dogs, you know, made it to the playoffs in 2005, they won the second half title. The great thing about the first half title is it's so hard to get draw attendance for minor league games because it's hard to promote it, but we'll have the whole second half of the season knowing that we're in the playoffs. We can promote it, and hopefully, we don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, it's been 11 years, and we got an entire half to, you know, hype this thing up and sell at least, you know, pack the stadium at least for the one game that we'll have guaranteed as a playoff
Definitely.
Game here in Charleston. At least, you know, get that game full and get people hyped. It'll be a best of three series, so we only would have one game guaranteed as a playoff game here
yeah,
in Charleston.
If we were win the first half, we would be guaranteed game two.
Yes.
And if needed, game three.
Correct.
So it's almost an advantage to win the first half, then the second half, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. Because you get the home field advantage. Doesn't matter what the overall record is. Home field advantage is based on winning the first half.
I'm hoping eventually that I get to see a playoff game in Charleston. And I'm hoping to hear you, of course, call that game so that we can have maybe a championship. I'd love to see a championship ring in Charleston. That would be mega awesome.
Yeah, like I covered a team last year and we won 74 out of 100 games and we didn't win a playoff title. So
that's
I kind of feel like I was robbed of a ring last year. So
well, hopefully you won't get robbed of one this season, and I hope I didn't jinx it. I probably did, but you know, we still have second half and I'm excited for the River Dogs. And that's all I have time for leading off in the Low Country. I'm Lillian Starr of 95SX. You can hear me on Sundays after Carson Daly from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as always, the voice of the River Dogs, Matt Dean. You can hear him on the Big Talker, WTMA 1250 a.m. and also riverdogs.com online. And I want to thank everyone for listening.